opinion we took is that the Seif is Zel Neshach. So, we'll be Negev to Ribbis as well, but the Ikah on the Lav of Lefneiv, I see Temichshol. Amongst the Lavin, the Mishnah Rechent Ois, that there is by a Ribbis, Alva be Ribbis. Amongst the Lavin, mentioned is the Lav from Lefneiv, I see Temichshol. Morris brings down that who's over the Lavin from Ribbis says that the Malva, the Loiva, Oriv, Edim, all these people could be over Lavin pertaining to Ribbis. Taisva says, Vosimit Lava Lifneiva, who does that apply to? Lifneiva is Sita Mirsha. We know that Malva, the Loiva, is over Lifneiva for being Makabal Ribbis. It's Marshal the Malva, so that we know that there's a Lifneiva that's upon a Loiva for being the Kabul the Choiv, giving the Choiv a Ribbis, giving the Ribbis. How about the Orev and the Edom? Orev and the Edom on the loan, so can they be over Lifneiva? Zimna Taisva says that the Orev and the Edom on the loan sometimes could also be over Lifneiva. Depends on the situation. If the Malva would have lent the money anyways, even without the Orev and the Edom, so the Orev and the Edom were not instrumental in him lending the money. So it would have taken place without him. Zimnin, the Arvid of Neiva, if he would not have lent without the Orev or the Edom. Depending on the situation of being able to lend the money, do you need the Orev and the Edom, or you don't need the Orev and the Edom, because he would have lent it regardless or not. So it's loy psikale, Taisva says. It's not psikale, the lav of lifneiva b'negeya, the Orev and Edom. It seems for the loiv and the malva, for those people, so there is lifneiva. No matter what, loiv and the malva, loiv lifneiva, regardless. So that's a shtickle of a diak. Why is it that when it comes to loiv and the malva, so lifneiva is absolute? What do you mean lifneiva is absolute? Why is the loiv over if he would have lent the money anyways to somebody else, even if I would not be the borrower, he would lend it to somebody else? So why am I over lifneiva? This person wants to lend the money, whether it's to me or to somebody else, he's looking to lend money, beribis. If I don't borrow the money from him, so someone else will borrow the money from him. So why is it that there's lifneiva for the loiva, regardless of the situation, l'chayra, the loiva's lifneiva, that he's machshel, the malva, with the isaribis? It depends. Am I marshal him? If there's no one else that he would lend to besides me, so then I'm a marshal to him. But if I'm not the one that's marshal him because he would anyways lend the money, so luchayra, in that case, there should not be lifneiva. Taisva seems to say, when it comes to the loiva, it's absolute that there's lifneiva for the loiva to accept, to give a loan beribis. He's over lifneiva, and it would seem, no matter what the situation is, even if there's another person that would borrow the money, if I were not to borrow the money. That's the diuk in the Divrei HaTosfos. What's the chilik between the Orev and the Edom and the Loiva? The Loiva being over lifneiva. The diuk in HaTosfos. Chara, the din should be, if someone else would borrow the money regardless, so it's like the Gemara's case of Kaisiyayin, that he could get the Kaisiyayin without me. There's no Lifneiva. So why is it that there's Lifneiva for the Loiva regardless? Thus is Kushyas HaMishnah LeMelech, Diyek HaMishnah LeMelech. And Mishnah LeMelech says a Gevaldik Yisait. He says that, you know what? That even though there's other people that would borrow the money anyways, regardless of me borrowing it, so the other person would be over Lifneiva. What's the malyusa of saying that someone else would borrow anyways, but lifneiva will be for the person, the other person who borrows, and therefore I'm over lifneiva? That's what the Mishnah Melech says. Since there's no way out of Lifnei Iver, that means even if I don't borrow the money, so you're saying that the other person will borrow. But the other person, a Yid who borrows money, is Eidel Lifnei Iver. If it's not me, it's him. And Mishnah Melech is Medayik from Tosfos, that B'chi Haigavna, I'm Eidel Lifnei Iver. My Lifnei Iver doesn't go off because someone else would borrow the money from him anyways. Because that somebody else is also over Lifnei Iver. Thus is our Yisoy from Mishnah Melech, he's redaiket from Taisvis. We don't know yet any Svara in the Mishnah Melech, but he says it. He brings it outside over the right Mishnah Melech, but it's definitely Machlekes Achreinim, whether this din is so. That means, does my Lifnei Iver go off just because if somebody else is going to do it, it's also going to be a Lifnei Iver. So I don't patter myself from Lifnei Iver because there is a Mikshel over here with an Issa Lifnei Iver, regardless of who does it. The Mishlo Melech brought a raya to his din, brought a raya from a Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. What's the Tosfos in Chagiga? I'm not sure if you brought all the Gemaras here. Could be. The Tosfos in Chagiga, the Gemara speaking over there about Magid Vav LiYakov, that's also to teach Torah to Goy. It's also to teach Torah to Goy. Magid Vav LiYakov. Tosfos Esekash in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. Tepik leyach lifnei iva. A goy that learns Torah is chayiv misa. Akum she'osak b'Torah is chayiv misa. Oh, thank you very much. Akum she'osak b'Torah chayiv misa. So Tosfos, in fact, that kasha, why does he have to come on to the pasuk magid dvar liyakov? The also chen l'chol goy that a yid is not supposed to be moisa Torah to a goy. L'chari can't be moisa Torah to a goy anyways because of lifnei iva. Kushis HaTosfos in Chagiga. Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel.
What is the Lifnei
Iver? In fact, the good Shah Lifnei Iver is because you marshal the guy. You marshal the guy with his Issa, his Chai Misa for the Torah. You marshal the guy.
Okay.
The guy himself. I'm sorry. I didn't make that clear.
I don't know if that was.
Akum Shaosik B'Torah. Chai of Misa. So if I taught Torah to a guy, so Luchaira. There's a Lifnei Iver on my part. If you give Eva min Achai Ben Noyach, the Gemara says Lifnei Iver leSita Mishul. Eva min Achai Ben Noyach. You see that there could be Lifnei Iver even by being Marshal a Goy with one of the Zion mitzvahs. If a Goy is also to learn Torah and he's Chayiv Misa for learning Torah, so Tosfos asks for me to teach him Torah. I'm over Lifnei Iver, so why does the Gemara come on to a new pasuk of Magid Vav LiYakov? Typically, that's Lifnei Iver. Kasha's good luchay. So Tosfos says it teretz. It's interesting. Yeshleima, the Hocha Meiri afilu hechadika oivid kicham acha shereitzel lelamdei. There's another guy available that's ready to teach him Torah. Again, intelligent guy. So there's another guy that's available that will teach him Torah anyways. Another guy wants to. So if I teach him, so Tosfos says it doesn't involve Lifnei Iver because the michshol of teaching him in Torah, since he has a way anyways to learn the Torah through another guy, so male, there's no Lifnei Iver for me. That's what Tosfos says in Masechta Chagig. So the Mishnah Melech is Medayik from Tosfos. Why does Tosfos say that there's another guy to teach him Torah? What's the shlech? That's the Mishnah Melech's Diyak from Tosfos. Could be Tosfos just said it out of practicality because where are you going to find a Yid to do it? If it's us to do it, so maybe, could be, but Mishnah Melech held it is a Diyak and Divrei Tosfos. That Tosfos said Bedavka Goy because if there's another Yid who's going to be Ovel if Naiva anyways. So it doesn't relieve my Lifnei Iver. My Lifnei Iver doesn't go off just by the fact that there's somebody else that'll do it. If that person himself is over Lifnei Iver, get Neshrap my Lifnei Iver.
Whose one is going to be over Lifnei Iver?
Who what?
Whose one is going to be over Lifnei Iver?
In
the Tosfos.
Tosfos in Bar Metzia or in Chagiga? Tosfos says that the Yid that teaches a Goy Torah, the Yid that teaches him should be also to teach him as Lifnei Iver.
He's Marshal
the Goy. What's mean that Goy is Hefkim, can Thomasville? A Goy had Eichet Mitzvahs, he has Isurim, has Ayin Mitzvahs, he has Isid, also Lassik B'Teira. I got it so true for the Moshe, if you could sit by the Seder, if there's a Goy by the Seder, You're allowed to say over the Torah by the Seder. And he's going to listen in. Amosha says he could because you're not really Machavan to teach it to him. He just overhears him. He brings a rai from Tevi, the Avid of Rabbi Gamliel, who's the big Talmud from Tevi. You're really not allowed to teach Torah to an Eved Kanani either. But Tevi, how do you become a Talmud Chacham? So he overheard that the Sugahev was Talmud Chamren, but they weren't Machbid not to talk in Torah in front of him. Vice the Chayes, the Issa, of being Melamed Torah to Goy, is a Melamed Mitte Goy Torah. But to stop a guy from listening in on your shmuz, if you're talking and learning, you don't have to stop him from listening in. As I said to Moshe and Atshuva, to somebody that somebody wanted to have, whatever. That's the Birchitza, that's the Divya Mishnah Melech. I wrote a riot from Tesis in Chagiga. And so we don't know. The Peskam Acholik on him, we have to touch up a little bit what could be a Hezva and Oymik in the Machloikis Hapoiskim on such a thing, whether my Lifnei Iva goes off or not, if another Yid would do it, but he would be able Lifnei Iva, does it take off Lifnei Iva for me or not? So right now we're not saying any Svara, just saying the Diyag Mishnah Melech, and it's Machloikis Hapoiskim. Now we come to another Gemara, which is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the following. The Gemara says, if you have money, and you lend it to somebody without any eidim present at the time of the halvor. Malvo eisen shaloi be eidim, oive mishum lifnei iva leisitin mikshol. Oive lifnei iva leisitin mikshol, because no eidim are there, so I guess he could deny the choy. Reish Lakish says, goyim klolo la'atzmoi. He brings a klolo upon himself because he's ultimately going to mund the money from the person and the person will deny it. And then the people say that this person mun money shloi kedin, and they'll be mekalel the person for munning the money that's coming to him. So you're bringing a klola upon yourself if you lend money without eidim. This is our Gemara. Okay, I know that's a big problem, this Gemara, because it's a first simon in Shulchan Aruch, sif in Shulchan Aruch, simon ayin chayshim mishpat, says the din that you're not allowed to lend money without eidim or shtar. Anything is good. Shtar is the best thing, of course. Shtar, mashkin, better than mashkin. Shtar is better than a mashkin. But it's a mefurish sif in Shulchan Aruch, which Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, in one of his tshuvis, Simen Mem Ches and Chelik Aleph, his bol liyashiv minig ha'olam, that the minig ha'olam was pretty much not gairus, a mefurish sif in Shulchan Aruch. The velt is not machbid if you lend somebody a quarter. You lend him the quarter. If you give him a present, is one thing. But if you lend somebody a quarter or a dollar, the belt is nicht machbid. It's not just today. Rabbi Zul Petrovic lived a while ago, and he said the belt is not machbid. And he's trying to understand, b'miyashiv minig ha'olam, not following a mefurish sif in Shulchan Aruch without any chaylik. Nishdokin shach, nishkin taz, nishkin sma, and no bir hagro, that's makel on it. So he doesn't understand it, but he tries to say, I'm not going through the entire tshuva, how he's miyashiv ktsas the minig olam. It's a gevaldik charifus that he says there. But right, this is the Gemara. You can't lend money without eidim present. Why not? Because of lifnei iva leisitin mikshol. What's the lifnei iva? What are we really afraid of? You lend money without eidim, what is it that we're afraid of is going to happen? So,
he'll deny it.
So Rashi says a Loshen, Elam should listen carefully to Loshen from Rashi, because I want to go nebizogim with Rashi. Rashi's Loshen is that, why are you looking at Yiva? Sha'oila al-ruchoi sha'loi ve'likfar. Rashi, an interesting Loshen. Sha'oila al-ruchoi sekumte, a person gets a thought in his mind that, you know what, this chayv is an easy one to deny. Sha'oila al-ruchai likfai. That's interesting. I shouldn't say he will deny it. Oila al-ruchai likfai. Sounds from the Divrei Rashi that it means he'll deny it b'meisit. Azay is medayik this sma in chay shemishpat and simen ayin is medayik this Rashi. He says the chash is that he'll deny b'meisit. Okay, noy b'meizit, a shogeg, we would not consider somebody over lifnei iva if the whole thing that's going to happen is b'shogeg, I'll forget the choyv and not pay you. Smal learned that there's no lifnei iva for that. If someone is going to forget and he was shikran, that's not lifnei iva. The lifnei iva is that he's going to b'meizit deny. Why is it Talmud Chacham? Why can't you lend to Talmud Chacham? Says the Sma. Very good kasha. The Gemara doesn't seem to make enough kamina. The Talmud Chacham reason is the second reason. Goyim klolu la'atzmei. The Talmud Chacham is not going to be mazed to deny. No way. He's not going to mazed. He'll forget maybe because he's busy learning. It's not a good insight to them from the Gemara that the Talmud Chacham is a person that forgets things because he's very busy learning. That's what's mucha from the sugya a little bit. And I'm not saying it's a good idea to forget loans because that's a responsibility. But there is a chash, the Gemara says, of forgetting a loan because he's Torah b'limud. That's what the Gemara says. Torah b'gisa.
The story of the Rishash.
What?
The story of the Rishash is not
yes.
Forgetting.
He's what?
Forgetting. He didn't forget. He didn't see it.
He didn't see it. He put it into the Gemara. Yeah. So the Maisa is, that's what the Sma seems to say, that the chash is a chash of mezid, as is a medayi from Rashi, and a Talmud Chacham who were not choshed to be the mezid koifa, so what's the issa to lend the Talmud Chacham money without edim? That's for the second reason. Interesting. It's not, the Gemara is not so mashma exactly like that. But he said the second reason of klola is the reason not to lend the Talmud Chacham money without edim, because he'll forget b'shoigig, so there's no lifnei iva, but you're going to get a klola to yourself because you'll money him, he'll deny, he'll say, no, I don't owe you the money, and people will be mekal you for money him the money. That's pretty much what the sugya says. And here's my difficulty, that l'chayra, since when are we choshed yidin? Since when did lifnei iva, yoiva lifnei iva, l'sit mirshol, because you choshed yidin? Choshed yidin to be kai for chayvus? What kind of thing is that? You choshed people? I can't hand you a piece of nevar, I can't give a yid a piece of nevar because he's going to eat it, he'll sell it. The Pashto says, you're not choshed. Taisu says in Avodah Zarah, you're not choshed yidin. I can't give you something because you'll eat it. You'll be over and issa b'mezit. Unless I know that you want to do it b'mezit, if you said so. But you're not choshed yidin to do isurim b'mezit, to say, I'm over lifnei iva because this yid is going to be kaifa. And it seems even a Talmud Chacham, without the chiddush of the Sma, even a Talmud Chacham lifnei iva, since when is lifnei iva applicable to be choshed a yid to be mezid be kaif?
Don't you have done a mighty mixes?
You're saying something about ishtamute. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
That means maybe he won't be kaif entirely. He'll be mishtamid, which is also asa to do.
It's asa to do, but yeah. People get into bad financial situations.
Okay, you're saying a point of ishtamud. The chash over here being koifa is more chash. It's very good. The Elmi is learning about Mitzia. The Mirabachim that are here are learning about Mitzia, so they know exactly what Gemara you're referring to. And the svar of ishtamute is a very good svar, what you're saying. And you should know that you're mechaven a little bit to Rebitzel Petterberger. In his tshuva there, he taka wants to say such a thing that maybe the chash in the Gemara of being koifa doesn't mean he'll deny for the sake of zela, but he'll deny for ishtamute reasons, which he doesn't have money to pay back at the time, and he'll be koifa temporarily, and maybe that's what the Gemara means to say, that is lifnei iva, because he'll be koifa in an ishtamute way. If I'm not mistaken, that's what you mean. Ishtamute. I don't know if that helps us totally, but he says that within his cheshbon to answer the minig ha'olam, he says that that's maybe what it means. The Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Malva V'Leiva, he brings down the din. It's a very nice kashin de Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, don't lend without edim. Don't lend without edim. That's what he says. Why not? Because he'll be kaifa. And let's say you have edim. Let's say you have edim on a loan. Can't you say parati? So what's the point of having Adam b'shas the halva? It's not good enough. You'll have Adam stealing that halva that you lent the money. The person will say paraiti. Azay frekta lechemishni says, koshali divri agamor, the Gemara is satisfied just to have Adam alone over there. Adam just see the loan, but they don't know anything about the payment, so you could always say paraiti. So why isn't there lifnei iva on the tainus paraiti? Those is kushis halacha mishnah. So halacha mishnah says chiddush. He says we're not choishish a mensch zu sein a rosha, will choishish that he'll forget. The whole lifneiva, not like we said before, not like the odach rain. The lifneiva is that he'll forget. What do people forget? They'll forget that they borrowed the money. But they're not going to forget. You know, a person could forget, you know, he thinks, he'll forget. He borrowed the money and he'll think in his mind that he didn't borrow the money. But if you borrowed the money, Adam said you borrowed, you're not going to forget and say, I paid if you didn't pay. I don't know if I that's a difficult thing to forget. It means to forget and think that you paid and you didn't pay. That's talent already. So the Azay Zakhtalecha Mishnah, that on Piroyin already we're not so choishish that a person will forget and say, I paid you, because we're talking b'shoigig, he'll forget. Forgetting that I borrowed, people have a tendency they can forget that they borrowed money. Oh, but to forget and say, I think I paid you. So that's not such a chash to think you paid somebody and you didn't pay him. Well, that's a practical, he's saying a practical thing. But the Mishnah Melech seems to be saying that what we're worried about is a shaykh. And these Achrayim said, no way, Rashi says, Oyla b'li b'y likfa, it doesn't say, Oyla b'rucha means b'mezid. There's no other way to touch Rashi. Oyla b'rucha likfa means the person has a thought of being koifer, which is amazing. So it's not mashm like the Lecha Mishnah says, that the whole shash in the sugya is a shash, he'll forget b'shoigig, and he'll end up not paying, and that's the lifnei iva. Seems that the shash is amazing, but then we're back to the kasha, really. Why is it that we're so afraid, and the choshed yidden to be koifer moment b'mezid, and you're over lifnei iva for that? Usually lifnei iva doesn't apply when you stam a yid wants something and you have no reason to think and be choshed him that he wants to be over in Issa. Pashtus says there's no lifnei iva. That's the shilas that we're addressing right now. And I wanted to bring down a chinuch. I want to say a chakira in lifnei iva, maybe to be lifnei iva. Gebot on the chinuch, mitcheskenes akash on the chinuch, and maybe a teretz that we want to say, and maybe a machlekes, achrayim mishal. The mitzvah lifnei iva leisit mishal. So the chinuch says an interesting thing in Reish Lamed Beis. What does he say over there? He says the lifnei iva is not to give an eitzah shaheina hoygenes. Don't give a bad eitzah li Yisrael. Okay, anything wrong with that, Lashon? Everybody knows you're not supposed to give an eitzah shein again. This is a lav deraisa. Somebody asks you an eitzah, you give him a bad eitzah. At least a bad eitzah means that you know, so not that you think it's a good eitzah. So then you're over a lav deraisa. The kasha the chinuch is that he says, loy lahachshul b'nei Yisrael, lo seis lehem eitzeroh. Sounds like the aver is to give an eitzeroh to Yid. Now we said before, Mefurish Yigamar, that says that the lav of lifnei iva applies even by an akma ben noyach, that you give him evim in achai. Or Tosfos says, you teach a goy Torah. But as chayiv misa for learning Torah, so of course there's a furish gemara avodah zarah psachim other places that you're over lifnei iva by being machshel the goy with his isur. So the minchas chinuch says lo yivanti divrei hachinuch that says lo lahachshel bnei Yisrael lo seis lem eitzeroh. Why does he say that the issa of an eitzeroh is not to be machshel a yid with a bit eitzer? If I want to tell a goy sell your house and I have myself in mind, good for me if you sell your house, because I want to buy it, I guess. It's not good for him, because the market's there, whatever. So the chinuch seems to be saying, no problem. If you give a, I mean, I'm not saying it's the most advisable thing to do, if he'll figure out that you gave him an Eitzerah, it may be not advisable, it may be a Chil Hashem also. But as far as the lav of lifnei iva leisitin mikshal, the chinuch is mashma, it doesn't apply. The minchas chinuch says on this chinuch, vayhevanti, disagrees, tzarech iyan divrei achinuch. How can the chinuch say that the issa only applies to a yid if it's a mefurish gemara that you can't give a goy evim in achai? Furishi Gemara.
It's a law. He's talking about it's a rule. Which means bad advice. Bad advice in financial situations. Who said he's talking about bad advice?
And one second. There's one law in Tales of Eva.
That's the problem. It seems to be making a fillip between the two.
So it's very nice what you're saying. And I'll quote what Hagoyin. The Kovit Shurim, Bukhanim Sat, the Psalm, the Gemara Zim Psalm, my Layitim, Kosiyan, and Nozia, even in Achaila ben Noyach. So Bukhanim is Mari the Shaila. You see that the Issa Lifnei Iva applies to Goy. And he asks the Kasha, but Luchaira, all mitzvahs of Ben Odom Lechaveroi do not apply to a Goy. Ben Odom Lechaveroi is non applicable by a Goy. The Teretach to Yidden. So the Pashtus is that Fneiva Eitz Shena Genes is also Ben Adam L'Chaver should not apply to a Goy. So he doesn't understand. Gezel Akam is also because of a different passage, because the Torah is speaking about Yidden. Even Gezel Akam is also, and the world ends up from a different passage. He's from Keneo. So we see that Ben Adam L'Chaver the Kemitzes Kenech Redin Lashon Hara Fa Goy. Mitzvah. Okay. It's a mitzvah. Okay. In Tayag mitzvahs? Okay, could be. Depends. Depends for what. Oh, but there's no zikha, no isa, le selech, rochel, ba mech, 100%. That doesn't apply. Shabbos Aveda, we know, doesn't apply to a goy. So Rabbi Hanan says the following, that what we must maybe say, and there's a raya from the Rambam this way, and the Chinuch maybe, that there's two parts to the lav of lifnei iva le sita mirshel. Twofold. I mean, there's two chalokim to the Issa Lifne'iva. There's a Bein Odom L'Chaveroi aspect in Lifne'iva. Eitz Shena Higenis is Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. And then there's something called Don't Be Machshul People with Isurim. Atzveite Chelik in Lifne'iva called Being Machshul People with Isurim, which is maybe it's like a Bein Odom L'Mokim. This is one of your dinim. One of your halachas, don't do an avera. Don't see to it that other people do an avera. But that's a ben odol lemokim type of thing, maybe. And there's two halachim, maybe to this lab of lifnei iva. One applies to a goy, because it's not ben odol mechaver. Don't be machshul isur. Don't be machshul isur. That's your din, ben odol lemokim. Eitz Shena Hagenes, which is a Ben Adam L'Chaver responsibility, does not apply to a Goy. That's what it seems. Hagoyin Rabbi Chanan understands that's the Ged of the Fne'iva, has a two parts to it. Has Ben Adam L'Chaver, right? And has a Ben Adam L'Chaver. Maybe there's two Chalokim to the Lav. One is the Eitz Shena Hagenes, again. And the Machshul Zayin maybe doesn't necessarily go under Eitz Hashem against. The Elam should ask me a good kasha. Gezel Akam is also from a different pasuk. Gezel Akam is also a different pasuk. One about Bekamim is a pasuk. Chisham Kineo. So the Elam should ask me a kasha. L'chayre every time Machshu with an Issa, isn't that also an Eitz Hashem against? If I Machshu somebody with an Issa, maybe that's also an Eitzah Shein Agenes. What could be a worse Eitzah to a person than to be Oivan Issa? Ken Ben Zayin, what could be worse? It's a terrible Eitzah to a person. What I mean to say is that maybe sometimes the Issa part, being Machshul with an Issa, could also go into Eitzah Shein Agenes. Because he's an Iver, he wants to do an Issa, and I helped him do the Issa, maybe that's also an Eitz Hashem. So you say it's not a kasha, it could be. Could be it's Eitz Hashem again, it's also maybe being Machshul with an Issa also falls under the cloud of Eitz Hashem again. So maybe there's only one cloud. Maybe Lifnei Iva is Eitz Hashem again, and Eitz Hashem again has two parts. You give an Eitz Hashem again, it's a financial Eitz Hashem again, you give an Eitz Hashem again by telling a person, leading him and steering him to do an Issa is also an Eitz Hashem again. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's two chalokim to the Issa. Two separate chalokim. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi Maybe not. Maybe it's all under the klal of Eitz Hashena Hegenes, because Isurim is also an Eitz Hashena Hegenes. Maybe. I'll explain myself better. Reb Kivega brings down the Namunah Shmuel, Machlokes HaPoskim. Let's say there's an Issa that doesn't apply to you. I don't have that Issa. Let's say a woman, the example of Reb Kivega brings a woman on Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. So she's part of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. Let's say she's Machshul an Ish in being over Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. My question is clear? If an Isha who's potter from Mitzvah Sasesha is Mangrom, what is other is allowed? Let's say an Isha is potter from Baltakif. Baltashl is about two lav in the Torah that a woman's potter from, Mishnah Kedushin. And let's say she's Machshul an Ish in those Isurim, that she doesn't have the Issa, he does. And she's Machshul him, is she Oibelif Ne'iv? What would Olam say to that?
Going back to Teaching
Torah in front of
a
guy, the person doesn't have
the
Issa
B'chlal.
It's not about
Torah,
Faket. From
the guy has the Issa, that there is Lifnei Iva. So you bring a raya from the Tosfos HaGiga.
Yeah.
That what? That there is Lifnei Iva, even though you don't have that Issa, learning Torah is something that's not... Very good, right? Very good. Good, right? So you have one right. Tosfos in Kiddushin, a kohen sends the Yisrael to marry an Isha Grusha. Tosfos in Bar Mitzvah, a kohen sends the Yisrael to Mekadosh an Isha Grusha. The Gemara speaks about Shliachet Va'avera. And Tosfos says, what do you mean the Shliach is not a Bach Yuva because he's a Yisrael? He is a Bach Yuva, Lifnei Iva. Tosfos in Bar Mitzvah. Yes, how does the Gemara say if you send the Yisrael to marry a Grusha? A Kohen sends the Yisrael. So the Yisrael is called a Lav Bachiyuva. Right? Let me get a Shlichus at Vaver. He says he is a Bachiyuva because he's Oibel Lifnei Iva. If he marries off the Grusha for the sake of the Kohen, he's Oibel Lifnei Iva. So, second Raya? Choyer. Second Raya. Anyways. Two rayas that it's shayach to be over the Issa Lifnei Iva, even if you don't have it. But the Emunah Shmuel says like that. Kivega brings up Parashitas Chayinim that says clearly, if you don't have the mitzvah, you don't have that Issa, you're not over Lifnei Iva either. Not over Lifnei Iva. If you don't have the Issa, you don't have Lifnei Iva. So one second. I don't understand something. Eitz Hashena Hegenes. Everybody has an Issa. Eitz Hashena Hegenes doesn't make a difference who you are. So Reb Chaim Oizer says, I don't understand something. So what kind of shita? What's trapped in the shitas achrayim that say that if you know the Issa doesn't apply to yourself, you don't have Lifnei Iva? Why not? So Eitz Hashena Hegenes. That's what Reb Chaim Oizer is on this shita. What kind of thing is that? You're not in the Pasha, and therefore what? And therefore what? Yeah. What's the difference?
You're not giving
an
Eitzah,
so
you're marrying off the
Kohen,
aren't you?
Yeah, but Chaim understanding in his kasha was that the whole love is an idea of Eitzah Shena Hegenes, and therefore, what's the difference if I have this or not? For that person, it's an Eitzah Shena Hegenes. That's his understanding in the kasha. So the answer, we just said the answer. There's two parts to the love. One part is Eitzah Shena Hegenes, and one part is the issa that a person has. Don't be machshul somebody else. It's part of your isurim. Don't do the issa yourself, and don't be machshul someone else with the issa. That's the pshat in the shita. So that chelik of lifnei iva doesn't apply to the person who doesn't have the issa himself.
But the other chelik does apply.
I'll get to that. Maybe. But maybe that's not what Chaim Oizer says. If a person is amazed, then it's not Eitz Hashena Hegenes, because he knows what he wants, he wants to do it, so you're not called Eitz Hashena Hegenes. That's what Chaim Oizer says. The person is amazed, then he's not called an Iva. It can't be called Eitz Hashena Hegenes, because he's amazed, he knows exactly what he's doing, so it doesn't fall into the klal of Eitz Hashena Hegenes. That's what the Chaim Oizer says to answer your kasha. I want to get to the... I'm not done yet.
should be also a kapha chaim. But you know, give him an age, maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't do it. Here you're making him do it.
He's speculating, which
seems to be worse than that.
If he's amazed, you're not giving a bad eitzah. He's the one with the bad eitzah. He's amazed, he wants to do it. You could disagree. Chaim Moshe says that. One more point. So what do we say right now? We brought down the chinuch. We brought down the midchas chinuch, kasha on the chinuch. We said a possibility that maybe there's two halakim to the lav. One is beinam l'charem. One is bein l'mokim, maybe, to answer the minchas chinuch's kasha, right? A goy has this, he doesn't have etzah shena hegenes. One more point, and then we'll get back to the rashi. One more point like this. When are you able to flavor? You give the nozi a kois yayin, Rabbi Yisrael. The kois spilled out. Are you able to flavor?
Yeah.
Yes. I was thinking?
Yes.
Yeah. You're able to flavor?
He did what he was supposed to do. He's finished.
Yeah, but he wasn't over anything. He wasn't over anything.
He
makes a
shame again.
He wasn't over. He didn't do it.
Okay, we have to put everything into proper place. Then my shaila is, are you oivel lifnei iva miyad as soon as you give the michshol to the person, or you oivel lifnei iva when the person's oivel daver? That's my shaila. Any rayas?
Not good from Rashi that it doesn't have to actually happen.
I'm getting to your point. Very good. I'm getting to your point. That's the... What I just said now is a machlekes achrayim. Are you oivel lifnei iva right away? Doesn't make a difference what happens ultimately. That's a shitas some paiskim, and others say no. Lifnei iva, your first oiva. If ultimately the person does the issa, you oivel lifnei iva. Any kashas on that? Machlekes achrayim. Machlekes achrayim. Lifnei iva, are you oivel miyad, or?
Yes,
Rasafi. Rasafi. Rishayim say there's no Malkus with Neiva. Either Lab Shem Emaiso or Lab Shem Beklos. There's no Malkus anyway. So, no one has any Rayas from it. Are you Oivad with Neiva Miyad? Or Dafkon, the person is Oivad Aveir? So, Lamaisa is. When I look at the. We said in Gemara, you lend somebody money without Eidim. Awesome. Oivad with Neiva. Right?
This when you're able to feel, it's mashma that you're
right
away.
Right away? Yeah. That's what I think the Gemara is mashma like that. It's oiv mishma with neiva l'sit miksha. Sida, l'chayr, the mashma is the oiv right away.
That's what Rashi says right away. He's thinking.
Okay, I want to explain the Rashi in a moment. Sida yidin that brought a raya from the Gemara Masechta Ma'id Katan. He brought a raya that your oiv lifnei iva even before any aver is done. Listen carefully. The one way cotton goes like this, and you design the white cotton. If you're not supposed to hit your son, but now you got one. Why? Because it's lifnei iva. Why you laid back? As I said, anymore. Also, the hearts may go. The more means I'm white cotton that Amsel Verebi, she saw somebody hitting a son, a Ben Gadol, and she put him into Shabta. The more says she put him into Nido because lifnei iva. The more is Daf Yedzayin. I'm Sibreb. She saw this happen. She saw him hidden. So some Achrayim brought a riot from there. That she put him into Shamta right away. Immediate need. Immediate. He didn't hit back. Not yet. And she put him into Nidri anyways. So some Achrayim brought a riot from there. So you see that you don't need to be oivel lifnei iver. It's not necessary that the person actually does the aver. Sounds like a good right. So once I'm going to be matched by saying, I should put him into Shamta because of Safi Deraisa. Safi Deraisa Lufneiva, maybe he will hit back. You see, he went into Safi Deraisa Lukhurma, so maybe that's why she put him into Shamta. Maybe. We'll say different terms.
It could be if the father hit the son, even though he doesn't hit back, but still a high, he's Makawa before. The same Issa. It's the same Lufneiva. So maybe that's why she put him in.
Yeah, but we don't know that he did that either. You say maybe, still ahead.
Probably, if the father hit a blind
Okay, so you're saying you're assuming something, and that's why she put him to Shamta. And she assumed it also. That is, it assumed it. Malvalei, Ulai, Efshalei, Ebbik would say Mahalavaitis. answer the Rashi. We said the possibility that there's two halachas in Lefnei Iva. There's one that Eitz Hashena Higenis. Then there's Navera, another chelik of Lefnei Iva being machshel a person in an Issa. Maybe the chelik of Lefnei Iva being machshel a person requires that the person's life. Maybe. Navera is being machshel. He has to be nichshel. Maybe. That's the Shita Zachar. But what we want to be mechadish, and I think it's very meduktik loshen Rashi. Let's say you do something that promotes a thought by a person, gives him an idea of doing a chet. So I'm thinking that he wouldn't have had that thought without what you did. But because of what you did, you put into his mind a thought, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea. So such a oifen goes into Eitz Hashena Higenis. The person was never dreaming of doing such a thing. Never had a havamina. But you instilled in him such a thought. So that's, that I would say, goes into Eitz Hashena Higenis right then. I don't need him to be over. If I give someone Eitz Hashena Higenis, does he have to lose his money? What does that one think?
Does he have to listen?
Everyone's minded to that. How come minded? If I give an Eitz Hashena Higenis and the person didn't use it, was I over the Issa?
No, it's the same Achoikis. The same as you have here.
Now you're surprising me. One second. Maybe you're right, but you're surprising me anyways. If I give an Eitz Hashena Higenis,
might not come in.
He has to go ahead and do it.
So what if I give the Kaiser the Nazi? It's the same thing. Why
does
he have to?
No, we're saying a swar. Eitz Hashena Higenis is something wrong because just because you gave a bad Eitzah. You put in his mind something that's it's not good for him. It's not to his benefit. You were machshel him. Remember, we were saying that there's two halachas of Ne'iv. One is Eitz Hashena Higenis, and the separate thing of being machshel a person. So maybe the Eitz Hashena Higenis part of the law, I would say, doesn't need any reaction. I don't think he has to go buy the house, sell the house, or do anything.
I wouldn't think it's by Ne'iv either, but if you're going to say that, maybe you say it was.
Right now I'm saying the shir. Okay, it's all the shir. It's okay. I'm saying Eitz Hashena Higenis. I think the oilam is pretty much neiter. The oilam, roiv ha-oilam is neiter. Eitz Hashena Higenis is right then and there. Marshall Zayn with the Koyisyan, I said it's a machlokes achrayim. It could be right, because maybe that's also immediate, but some say it's not. These two gemaras, from a dyke right, the Rosh and from Rashi, Rashi said, let's take this Gemara. Rashi said, don't lend somebody money without Eidah. And Rashi said, and you're over lifnei Iva. Rashi said, she'oyle biruchoy likvar. Interesting, Rashi. Oyle biruchoy, Rashi didn't say anything that lemaisa he's going to deny and he'll be a gazan. Rashi didn't say that. If you lend somebody money without Eidah, what you did is you gave him food for thought that, you know what, maybe, you know, it's an easy loan to be kaifa. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But you initiated by him a thought. I want to tell you that chilek of lifnei iva of Eitz Hashena Higenis, and you oivin miyad, because look what you did to the person. You lent him money, and he thinks to himself, this loan I can get out of. Will he do it? I don't know if he'll do it, the maisa. Interesting. Rashi's lashon, oile beruchai likfa. Oile beruchai means... Hey, one second, I just got myself $100 and no one saw. No one's going to prove to me that I borrowed the money. Doesn't mean he's going to do it. Rashi doesn't say that. That almost been like that. Oy le biruchai likfa. So when it's time that like Rashi, we asked the kasha on this Gemara, what kind of thing is that? You're over lifne Eva because a person's going to be mazed, be a ganef and a gazla and a chayf? We asked that kasha on Rashi, on the Gemara. So the answer is not that he's going to ultimately steal the chayf. But you did something that initiated by him a thought, oyle beruchai likva. That's what you did. And that's an eitzah she'eina hygienist to a person. To give a person such a thought in his mind, he gave me money, and maybe I could get out of this, I could be kaifet, oyle beruchai. That's an eitzah she'eina hygienist. A person is makir b'nei godol. Makir b'nei godol. This son was a gentle son, and he was fine until you hit him. Now, is he going to hit you back? I don't know what the end of the story is going to be. Will he hit back or not? But one thing is for sure. By you hitting him, you created by him a machshava al kopanim that maybe I should hit back. Maybe I should hit back. It's a thought that comes to his mind. Atata shlokta kind, it creates a thought in his mind. Maybe. Not that he does it. He doesn't have to do it. But the Eitz Hasheni Genis is there right then. Right then, when you hit him, makib le'godom, you gave him a bit Eitz, you gave him a thought of maybe hitting back. So there'll be lifnei iva miyad. It's not a riot to kois yayin le'nozir. You gave a kois yayin le'nozir, and he wanted to drink the wine, and you gave him the ability to drink the wine, but he never drank it. The kois spilled out. Maybe to be over that chelik of lifnei iva, of being machshel, assuming that there's two parts to lifnei iva, and one is ben adam lemakim, one is ben lechaver. Assuming that that's true, so maybe the ben adam lemakim chelik needs that I was machshel him. Machshel means he did it. He did the aver. Not just I gave him the ability to do the aver, I was machshel him. And maybe I won't be over unless he actually, which is a day in achroinim, that you're not over unless the person actually drinks the kois yayin. But that's not a steer to what we're saying, because that's the other din of being machshel a person. Over there, there's no Eitz Hasheni Genis. He's amazing. He wants to drink the kois yayin.
Well, what about in the case where he doesn't want to drink a kos yayin, and you give him a kos before?
That's
he
not
had
where,
no
that's
thought.
Where's that case?
He had no thought.
One, where's that case?
I just made up that case.
You just made it up. Okay. Right now we're dealing with Vashtet. You want to make up a case? We have to dine on that case. Maybe the din is different.
Say
he didn't bring me a riot.
That
brought me a case that you thought up. Of let's say if this and this happens where the person has no idea, has no interest in drinking wine, and you say to the Yid, you know, I want to give you an Eitzah Tovah, you should drink wine.
No, you can hear him. You're at a party.
So, well, so why is he going to drink it? If he's in Nazan, he doesn't want to drink wine, why is he going to drink it?
But he didn't have the thought to drink it before you handed him this coast. It's a good piece of nice wine. It's a good year.
So you promoted by him the thought. So according to what I'm saying now, it has to do with that Rashi. Oyle beruchay likfa. If I initiated by you the thought of doing an Issa, maybe it goes into Eitz Hasheni.
I'm going to make this filling.
So that's it. Let me get back to. We have to finish the shiur. So that's it, right? But we're big kids, so what are we saying? We started off the second thing. We'll go back to the first thing in a second. We mentioned the Gemara Kol Mishesh Emoisum Alves and Shloibe Eidim Oyver Mishum Lefnei Iva. It's Mashma Oyver Miyad Lefnei Iva, and it's Mashma maybe. It's Mashma that you Oyver the way the Paiskim say because of a Mezid, not because of a Shoygig that he'll forget. I'm not so responsible if he forgets and he'll be Oyver Mishum. Mezid. If it's a Mezid, we ask since when are we Choyshed Yid? That was the kasha we asked on the Gemara. Since when are we choshed yin to be gazlanim? So you said an answer, we're choshed to be mishtamet. I'm saying a different answer. I'm saying we're not choshed yin, but what you did was you gave him a thought. Oyle beruch elikfar. That's a nisayin for a person already. I don't know what he'll do at the end of the day, but what you did is opened up thoughts in his mind. Likfa, that's an Eitz Hasheni Genis, and you're over with Neiva Miyad, like the case we said of Makib Noigodo. Makib Noigodo, Oiva Miyad, Amsa de Berevi, put him into Shamta immediately. Why'd she put him into Shamta immediately? Because you gave your son food for thought. You gave him the idea in his mind, maybe I should hit back. He wasn't thinking to do so until you did this. Maisa being Makib. So thus is our Eitzah She'ena Ha'igenis. That's what we're saying to be Miyashiv, this Gemara, that Gemara. And the last thing that we're going back to is the Shaila. Person that, first case that we mentioned from the Mishlo Melech, not so complicated. First thing we mentioned was, let's say, am I over Lifnei Iva if another Yid would do the same thing? It's not me borrowing the money, someone else to borrow anyways. But that person we have Lifnei Iva. Does that take off Lifnei Iva? We asked that question. And we said some achloikis to Mishnah Melech and the tshuvas, the tshuvas pei Moshe. What is that, Tolia? Again, Ne'iva, but I don't know, but he'll do it anyways. I know, but he'll do it, he'll be over lif Ne'iva. He'll do it Ne'iva. So I want to say maybe it has to do with this Shaila. If lif Ne'iva is a bein Adam l'mokhev, this part of lif Ne'iva is a bein Adam l'mokhev, the Rebbeinu Hashem doesn't want you to do Yisurim. Don't do Yisurim and don't be machshel people in Yisurim. It's your din. Part of your mitzvahs and Yisurim is don't be machshel you. Hey, 1 second. I'm being machshel him. He'll do it anyways. He'll do it anyways. He's going to do it anyways. So it'll be another yid. My aver is, you don't be machshel people. I shouldn't be machshel. I'm not being machshel. He's ready to lend the money to the next guy. If it's a ben adam l'chaveri, the whole lifnei is ben l'chaveri, and it doesn't make a difference. There's going to be a lifnei anyways. It's me or it's him. What's the difference? Who's over lifnei iva? Lifnei iva means don't give beer eitzes, and averis are also beer eitzes. So it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, someone's going to be over lifnei iva. It's upon all of us to make sure not to give beer eitzes to a person. So it doesn't make a difference if the other person is, the other person's going to do it, the other person's going to be oiva, doesn't make a difference. There's going to be a lifnei iva, and the Torah restricted. We don't want people being nichshol in averus.
It's not like with Chaim Moshe. Said
amazing,
there's no
eitzah shein against. But there's place in that argument of I mentioned that before. That is correct. It was saying an eitzah for these achrayim. So hayoytz mitvareinu. We're going to end soon. Very soon. Hayoytz mitvareinu. That we really said that it's a questionable thing. How to understand lifnei iva? Is lifnei iva a two-part issa? Two-part issa. A ben adam l'chaveri part, like Abu Chanan says, eitz shen again is not applicable to a guy. Not applicable. Or, if and then the other chelik is machshel. Don't do yisurim. Don't do it yourself. Don't be machshel people with yisurim. Another part of lifnei iva. That applies to a guy also. Because seif kol seif, I was machshel with yisurim. The other way to say it is that there's one din of lifnei iva. Lifnei iva is eitzah shen ahigenis. How do you give an eitzah shen ahigenis? You could give it by financially. You could give an eitzah shen ahigenis with isurim also. Like some achrenim say, a mensch that wants to do an issa, he's the biggest iver. And if you help him do the issa, you gave him a terrible eitzah. He's an iver. Ah, he wants to do the issa. Oh, but that itself, wanting to do an issa, means that the person's an iver. So the second way is that the entire lav is basically a bein odim l'chaveri dika thing of eitzah shen ahigenis. And then we have the minchas chinos kasha, that if it applies to a goy, if it applies to a goy for isurim, it should apply to a goy for eitzah shen ahigenis as well. And minchas chinos says that. Minchas chinos actually says that. He said, Tzarechil on the chinos, why does he say a yid dafka? We answered the chinuch, but the minchas chinuch's understanding is it's one lav, it's koil both parts, but it's really one type of lav, it's eitzah shen ahigenis, and it applies to a goy as well as a yid. That's what we're saying. I think we covered basically the shailas that we didn't cover everything. I think the main uftu that we did tonight, Rav Shachar Rashi. Why is it that there's lifnei iva by lending money? I didn't answer the kasha of the minig ha'olam. I didn't answer that. I'll leave that for a bissel petrovik. He says an eitzah. It's not for now. Oh, but loshin Rashi. Oy lebruch elikva. Maybe we said a shtickle eitzah that Rashi holds. There's such a lifnei iva by yisurim where you promoted, you created the thought by the person. You were mechadish by the person a machshav of chet, which he didn't have before him. And your case would be the same. If you initiate a person to think about doing Yisurim, so you gave him a terrible Eitzah, and you over lifnei iva just for that Eitzah Sheina Hagenis, right then and there. Right. usually Mendel's here.
And yes, he
I'll say instead, something on the Pasha.
Something on the Pasha. That's the meaning, of the Shir.
Meaning of all.
Yeah, that's later. The Mekatz, usually the Lovus time is finished already by now. There's a lot to say about Shiva Yishlach, you know. Parachim Ketanim, Shokar Parachim Ketanim, the Welt says it's Meramis. Meramis to Chanukah, the Pach Shemin of Chanukah. I guess it was a remis to Yaakov that there will become a time in Klal Yisrael that is going to be a Milchama Ruchnis. Yovan, his man of Chanukah, was different than Purim. Everybody knows that in the sense that Chanukah was a Milchama Ruchnius, Torah, Avoida, and those things. Nothing to do with Klal Yisrael's protection, the physical protection. It was a Ruchnius Dika Melchoma. The remis to Yaakov Avinu before he was Leichem with Sarish Shal Esav. The Pachim Ketanim remis to him was, Yaakov Avinu, you should know that Klal Yisrael is going to have Golus Dika Nisyonis, Ruchnius Dika Nisyonis, where the Melchom is going to be a Ruchnius Dika Melchom. Now we say in Ala Nisim, we say Ala Melchomis. The Veltrek Daikashua, Ala Nisim, Ala Nefloy, is very good. But why do you thank David Shtuf and Melchomis? So effective Velt. Good to Kasha. And the Pasha, the answer that I heard or saw, very simple answer, yeah, you know what? We thank the Benisham Asada Achelik from Klal Yisrael that understands that Yiddishkeit needs Melchome, needs people that are ready to be Leichem Melchome. We thank the Benisham Al HaMelchomes. Where would we be without Leichem Melchu Lachmu Belachmu? Whether it was the Chashmenoyim or all the Deiris of Klal Yisrael, we need people that are Oymid Al HaMishma and are ready to be Loichim Melchemes Hashem Melchemes Hater. That's what we thank the Rebbeinu Shem. Yaakovino had that remiss. Oh Yaakovino, you're fighting with the Sarshal Esav. This is a long-term battle of Ruchnius. I guess the more Yaakov is Minatseach, the better off we are today. And he was. It was an ongoing battle. Shteitin Posik Adalois Hashachar. Which means the Zman of the Gula Hasida. That's what the Mepharshim say. Alois Hashach is morning. Daytime is Miram is the Zman of the Gula Hasida. Very good. So I told my Elam today a simple thing. You look at Mesechta, Babi Kama. The Gemara says in Babi Kama. The Elam knows this. The beginning of Babi Kama. It's in the first few blad. Where is the Oma Shema Osa Boike? Begam Loila Posik in Yeshaya. Om Hashem is the Rebbeinu Shlom. Osa Boike, the time came. Osa Boike means it came the Boike, Gula, the Tzaddikim, the Gamlel, Peronius, the Rishoyim. But the Pasuk ends off with one condition. Im Tivayon, Boyo. The Pasuk is saying, Rabbi Isai, Yeshaya Novi Zok, the Zman came, Osa Boike. Conditional. Im Tivayon, Boyo. Oib du ves beten, was mispawel sein. This man is here. That's what the Pasuk means in Tevayin Boyum. Vada Mulchomis, we have to have constantly. Buchni is Dika Mulchomis, which means a person's personal Mulchomis Hayetza, is ongoing. But it seems the Pasuk is saying this man is here. I said to him like this, you know, I walked to the shul in the snow today. I thought to myself to follow. Walk in the snow. I said, you know what? You know how much preparation it is for the snow? If anyone turns on the radio, so what do you hear? Oh, it's coming. It's at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So this much, that much. So much hachonis, preparation for what? For what? To put on your rubbers. What? So much. And I was walking to shul, I said, Zoyful hachonis, about what? Chassidim harishayim harishayin shor achas vakach mispal. Every single tefillah they daven was with a hachana of an hour. Tefillah, tevayim boyu. Beinu B'chaya says in the beginning of the parasha, Oizokte vayhili shovach hamah. He didn't want to say tzayin. Why didn't he want to say tzayin? He didn't want to antagonize Esav. Hezach Rabbeinu Bechayah. He wanted to antagonize Esav mitzayin because it would remind him of the Shnei Gedoyim. It would remind him of Mechiras, the brachas that he lost. Oh, later on he sent him Ezer Mosai, was at the head of the line. Zokte Rabbeinu Bechayah loy kosher. Kan koidim tefillah. Kan la'achat tefillah. Minimachai, Purush on the Pasha. Vayhili, the first message was, Shor v'chamor, not Tzoyim, because that's dangerous. Antagonize Esav is dangerous. Send the mincha, he's a Messiah, right away, no problem. Tefillah, Vayiriyah, I saw others before, I say, Vayiriyah, Yaakov Moed, who come to see Yaakov Avinu? Tzahav Moed, Vayiriyah, Yaakov, Vayiriyah, Vayetzalai, who come to see Yaakov Avinu? Far the davening, before the davening, vayira, upon the davening, nochem davening, there's no vayira. Yaakov, you know, after davening, it's mefurshik, one broken, one says, after davening, it's settled, it's calm, it's a person feels that it's taken care of. Loshnag, one broken, it's naflam, adal, kevin shekilu pasif, ne rambe. Osobich, ma'oiri given, koidim atfil, achat fila. You know, we make so many hachamis, azayiful hachamis, machmen, for many, many things. And after this Erevan, it's come to Ayonta von Chanukah, and after this Erevan, so Abyssal, them koyach hatfila of Klal Yisrael, them koyach hatfila, and a little bit, sich ma'oir zayin, what is meant, sich mechen zayin zu tfila, and Rebbe Nisham, so mekabel zayin unze tfilis, and zayche zayin zu the Yeshuas von Chanukah, and Nisim, the Korah,
the first parak in the Zohar.
Too long.
No.